very good evening, Zimbabwe. This is Studio 7 Live Talk coming to you live from the Voice of America in Washington. This Thursday, February the 18th, 2016. Welcome to the women's segment, the Women's Roundtable, where we speak about issues affecting women. I'm Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye.
And I'm Praxedes Jeremiah.
And tonight on the Women's Roundtable, we are looking at Lobola or Bride Price. What are your views on the issue?
To join our discussion, you can call us on 001-202-619-2077. The number again, 001-202-619-2077. And we'll call you back.
And Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on the 909 medium wave frequency and on the 4930, 5940 and 15455 shortwave frequencies Monday through Friday, 8:30 p.m. But ladies, as you know out there, Thursday is your day, Pachina Shemadzimai. So don't forget to join us.
Always seen a lobo mama. Sisiti asi shuzene bo mama. Sitola galanjalo ebulenjini. We are on the internet, online, on voazimbabwe.com, voashona.com, ganye lagu voaindebele.com.
Zerora, this is a Chiakare, Zerora is counted in Africa at Yarugaisi, at Isuari, Tirano, Tirama, and Rangonaka, to Tikita, the Rituan, Tedu Munungaro, the Lesser Munungaro. I am a mother. Then you come up there and the party is Aurora. When I'm a bonus, I also want to see the as one of the rotters of Karina Kate. But as I'm a Roman, I get another to my region. When I'm material, I'm doing the same thing. What I ended up in me, my room, material, and you have beach, you have a team. But what I'm a on my side is a mother. I just take Lobola like a joint together with another family. So to me, it is not like selling my daughter. It is like maybe going hand in hand with another family. Because you never know what will happen in the future. Because one son-in-law, one day might hurt me, or maybe I will die in his hands. So to build up our relationship about Lobola, I don't have to charge a lot of money when my daughter is to be married. In our culture, we don't, as a mother, I don't have to say that. Because if I say that, I am blocking so many blessings to my daughter. For the girl child, I think it is good for your husband to pay the baller for you, and for my son, for the boys. I think it is also good for them not just to stay with someone's daughter without marrying him. Because you never know what will happen. Make a good relationship because, among us, these two families, they need to pay the dollar. Not in high amount, only in a reasonable amount. I also say this to the parents, us as the parents. We don't have to charge a lot of money. No. It's not like a punishment if someone comes and says, I want to marry your daughter. Then I take advantage of that. Maybe I need maybe 20 papers. No.
This is a relation to the corner and that is on the here corner. But Owamanje, abanye bangaba like against ukuthi abasahambelani ngendaba zamalobolo ngoba sokungathi ukulobola okwamanje ngathi abantu bayathengisa abantu ngoba ungakhangela imali ezibizwayo for umuntu ukuthi alotshole zikhanya ziningi kakhulu. uthola ukuthi abanye bathi ukangaziwe abanye ba babiza kubo ma $3,000 abanye uthola umuntu athi ufuna $4,000 sokufana ngathi uyathengisa umntwana yethi abanye babiza kubo ma $300 ukangaziwe so yikho abanye bethi ilobolo ayibe out kodwa mina ngibona ngathi ukuthi ibe out totally siyaba sesingasahambelani nesiko esithole likhona abantu nxa bebiza amalobolo ababize kube yinto e-reasonable engayeneliswa ngumuntu ukuthi noma siyendile abantu ngeke bakuthuke ngokuthi abazali bakho baye bacharja ilobolo elingakanani.
Welcome. Tonight on the Women's Roundtable, we are looking at the issue of lobola or bride price. What are your views on the issue, PJ?
Yeah, at the same time, opinion is really divided over the payment of this lobola or dowry or bride price. For a future bride with some new age women now scoffing at the idea, calling it old-fashioned and it should be done away with, it's more like selling somebody like a commodity. But traditionalists are saying the tradition should continue as it binds the two families together and promotes unity.
Yes, PJ, maybe let's just take a look at what lobola really means. Lobola is sometimes referred to as a bride price, like you said, dowry. In some traditions, it is property or in cash or kind, which a prospective husband or head of his family undertakes to give to the head of prospective wife's family in consideration of a customary marriage. So it's really very well respected. In the olden day, this property was in cattle. But over time, it has moved to being mostly in cash, which is
sometimes even cars. Some are even asking mobile phones, smartphones.
Yes. So some people still practice in the tradition of offering cattle or even a combination of both cattle and money, which I see happening more today because they will ask for a certain amount in money and then say, bring so many cattle. But the primary purpose, supposedly, of lobola is to build relations between the prospective families as marriage is seen more of a union of, you know, just not just the two individuals, but the whole family.
The four families, the two families.
Yes, PJ.
Some younger generations, generation women are, however, questioning the tradition as some families charge exorbitant amounts. Like the other lady that I spoke to earlier on was complaining that we are turning out our debtors to be commodities that we can actually sell.
Yes, and I think I also spoke to a lady in Rusape who said some mothers or parents are now using their daughters as income-generating projects. So that's an
View. Some families are even charging according to how the lady is educated.
Exactly.
The higher she's educated,
the more
that they are going to charge.
And PJ, an interesting aspect has also crept in as families are now scattered, with some women now in the diaspora unable to travel home when they want to get married. They have gone high tech. So some lobola ceremonies are now being conducted via social media, for example, WhatsApp,
Skype.
I mean, some people have FaceTime, some people have Facebook pages that are live, where families are joined virtually in the absence of both the future bride and the groom, who engage local representatives to carry out the ceremony on their behalf. So it's really interesting
time. Interesting. But in the Shona and in Ndebele cultures, lobolo takes place in a number of stages. At each stage, the ceremony, there are traditions to observe and small amounts are going to be paid. Lobolo is not just paid at once, but is a culmination of many different amounts and gatherings.
Yes, exactly. And I remember, you know, in some instances, there's a book that's written and itemized. You know, to say this is what we want and this is what we're going to be charging. And then
Magandinzwani,
Matekenyandevu. A whole lot of, you know, interesting, you know, things coming up. But there are also some negative effects, some people say, because they are, you know, some men, they may not have enough money to marry, although they have an intention to marry. Mm-hmm. So it's also ostracizing some men who might not have enough money, you know, to, you know, go and pay the bride price. Mm-hmm. And we're also seeing another trend where women who are well off, mm-hmm. better than their men, they're also giving money to the men to pay on their behalf.
Yes.
But that is taboo. And, you know, we'll have a discussion and hear what our listeners think about that, PJ. So an interesting topic tonight.
Yeah, it is. It is quite interesting. Hey, lamhlanje, kuhlelo lwethu, asihluzeni bomama, siyalamukela ku Studio 7, siku live talk, sisithi asihluzeni bomama. Uhlelo lwethu lamhlanje sigxile kumalobolo. Abanye abesifazana bathi ikakhulu labo abasakhulayo. Bathi amalobolo kayekelwe ngoba kuveza sokusenza ngani sesithengisa abantu bethu abangamankazana. Njalo nxa kungukuthi ngofundileyo kuthiwa babiza amalobolo edlula lapho ukwedlula lo oyabe engafundanga kangako. Yikho ke khona lokho yikho kwenza abasakhulayo bathi alekele leli lobolo. Njalo uzathufumana ukuthi ezimulini la onguye sibili obiza amalobolo asuye mzali wakho directly kumbe ngubaba omdala kumbe ngubaba omncane ngabenye indlu aba avame ukuba lomona ngesinye sesikhathi uze ugcineso ukuthi sithi ubaba lomama aqine sebengenela bethi hayi alike lehlisele umkhwenyana wami angaqina sethatha imali sezihambela engasakhiphi amalobolo. Iko konke khona lokho kuyabuya endabeni yona le. Ikanti ke abesiko sibili bathi bona leli lisiko elihle ngoba yikumanyanisa imuli ezimbili ukuthi zibuye endawoni sibe yizinini. Ikho ke esindebeleni bavame ukuthi baqale babize ukangaziyo. Kutitizivane.
Aiwa asine kumashona ndizozo
eh ukangazi
iroida ma PJ kumashona ndizozo nekuti sekutaura kwaita vatanga takateerera vanga vari kuti ivo kubatanidza muri
yeah
asi kune vamuo vakutoona kunge aiwa ndipo patichapfumira saka hei bizimusi saka nasi mbuchirongwa chedu chemadzimai che women's round table tirikutarisa nyaya yeroora pane vamuo vari kushora vachiti zvazve chinyakare mamwe madzimai asi vanoziva chinyakare vanoti uku kubatanidza muri kunyangwe munhu akanza akabvise mari shoma rora ngaribviswe zvinozobatsira mune ramangwana nyanya pa vana vanenge vazvarwa mumuri imomo tombonzwa kuna amai Nyasha vari kwaRusape vandatanga kuvunza inini kuti imi makarodza mwana wenyu gore rapfuura zvakafamba sei makazvifambisa sei tombonzwa kubva kwavari mai Nyasha
mauya zvakanaka mani takutarisawo zvakare kune vaya vari kuroorerwa nenyaya yandambotaura iya nyaya yemakaro inotiwo vamwewo vakwata havadi kupa vana tezvara mari wa zvimwe zvacho zvikonzero ndizvozvo zvekuti unoshamisika kuti munhu anoroorwa achibvisirwa ma1000 kunzi matiurirandiro kana kuti mapfupidza dumba wamai nenzi 1000 aiwa isusu taisadaro inini ndine mwana wangu akaroorwa izvozvizvi muna December takanyatsomuroodza pachinyakare chaipo zvekuti vakwasha ivava vari kufara zvekufara zviya vamwe vanhu vakuonawo kunge vanasikana ya like income generating project zvekuti kana vainavai masikana vakawanda neupfumi hwako huchawanda ine handioni kuti ndizvo roora raingoitirwa kubatanidza ukama nekufadza vadzimu vedu yekare.
Tombodzokera pane mwana wenyu wamati makarodza gore richangopera tiitsanangurireo kuti makabvisirwa mari dzakaita sei.
Atina kumbobvisirwa mari dzakanyanyisa kuwanda. Ndakafara chaizvo nekuti inini ni mudzimai akashaikirwa nemurume saka vaitadha mari izvi ndivana baba mukuru naana baba munini zvese mamutaura nezvenyedzi makaro inini ndakatenga mari kuti vana baba munini wangu naana baba mukuru havana kuzoita zvemakaro nekuti vakashandisa bhuku rekare ravakashandisawo pakaroorwawo vana vavo ndo ravakangoshandisa ende takaroorerwa nevanhu veprovhinsi yemasvingo inoendwa mbiri yekunzi kunodhurwa asi isusu hatina kungotedzera izvozvo takangotedzerawo zvezvatinongogara kuita mumisha medu saka hatinamboroorerwa mari inosvika 4000 hainambosvika 4000 asi takanzwa kufara kuti mwana wedu aroorwa tibva taona kuti vakwasha vakafarawo kuti vaonawo vanana tezvara vasina makaro saka tikabvisa makaro pakati pedu vana vedu vanoroorwa zvakanaka uyezve vanakomana vedu vanogona kuafodha mari dzinenge dzakaurwa nekuti pane dzimwe mari dzinochadzwa dzekuti muna kwani nyange nauka tengisa mombe 10 auzori kurora mukadzi izvozvo hakusi chiri kuroorerana ndeanonzi makaro chai.
Some interesting views there, PJ, from Mayinyasha, who's actually urging parents not to overcharge.
Yeah.
Because she's saying she married off her daughter at the end of last year in December. And her daughter was married to a man from Mashingo who allegedly really demanded a whole lot of lobola. But when they came to Rusape, where she's at, they were charged very minimal amounts. And she said she was happy because her babam kuru, babam dikis, who are her father's brothers.
The uncles, yeah.
The uncles actually, you know, went according to tradition and did not overcharge her. So interesting views there, PJ, but we seem to have our guests all lined up right now. We have Mrs. Samund Lovu and also Mrs. Mazorodze. So I think you can start off by taking Mrs. Lovu.
Yeah. Man Lovu, siyakwamukela kuhlelo lwethu. Yeah. Sike sakhuluma ngaphambilini, kodwa ke asiqhubeke ngodaba lwethu lolu. Siyabezwa sibili abantu bayacharge izimali ezisabekayo kusiya ngokuthi umntwana ufundile kumbe kafundanga. Ikanti ke laseBhayibhelini amalobolo ayikhona. Ngisakhumbula ukubana u-Israel, uJacob, wahamba wasebenzela umfazi wakuqala. Ayemcabanga ukuthi yena nanguye azamthatha, kodwa ke uyisezala wasemqila, wamnika uLeah. Wazosebenzela eminye iminyaka njalo eyisikhombisa engu-7 ukuze athole ayemthanda sibili, but wayevele esenikiwe uLeah ngamalobolo wonke lawo avele aqalisela khatshana kuze kube khathesi. Sikho lisiko esingalichiya lona lelo?
Angiboni ukuthi lisiko esingalichiya, njengoba ngike ngasho futhi ngasemuva ukuthi lisiko esilithole likhona njalo sizolichiya likhona. Okuhluphayo okwamanje ngike ngasho futhi ekuqaleni ukuthi kunabanye abakwamanje abathatha imali engathi idlule engathi ingaphezulu kakhulu. Ozothola ukuthi mhlawumbe abakhwenyana bayabezile ukuthi bazolobola bafike bazilo ukangaziwe $1,200 okuyimali eningi kakhulu leyo, ngoba I know i-range yabantu abacharge-ayo for ukangaziwe bakhipha kuma $300 to $400. So uzothola ukuthi omunye umuntu uzothi kuthiwe akakhiphe ukangaziwe ofana nale mali ye-$1,200 angeka khoni, and then umntanenu uzoqala futhi phansi kudinga umuntu. Mina nina engimaziyo abamcharge imali engako $22,000 kwahle kwaba yikuphela kwe-relationship. Okusho ukuthi sekuludi labadala sebeluzile ngoba ngithanda ukuba
lomhawu.
Ngathiyayi kuthanda, yes, ngumhawu, ngoba umntwana indoda ehambile usehambe nemali yakhe, ushimendwa akasola uthole, nani belikhangelela ukuthi ngizothola imali alisayitholi, ube belichaje imali encane belizoyithola imali.
Ye, hayi, ubambe khonapho ecingweni. Sike samukele omunye njalo esincedisana la kuhlelo lwethu, unkosikazi Mazorodze.
Maybe before we go to my Mazorodze, if you can just give me in brief, very, it sounded interesting. I could hear some figures, but if you could just reiterate.
She was basically saying the same thing as Mayinyasha, that we shouldn't be, as parents, we shouldn't be charging that much.
Okay.
She cited a story of somebody that she knows. Recently, the son-in-laws from the groom's family came to pay lobola, and they were charged an exorbitant amount of money, like $2,000 for the first stage, which is supposed to be like $300-$400, but they were charged $2,000, and the son-in-laws eventually said, okay, we're going to think about it.
And come back.
And
might never came back.
They never came back.
Okay.
And that was the end of the relationship.
Interesting. Tinokchinga midza iparunare mai Mazorodze. Hello, mai Mazorodze. Nare dzinenge dzisiri kuita zvakanaka. Tombotora mutereri wedu, Vanyoni, vari kumberengwa. Makadii, Vanyoni?
Tosinga edu sisi.
Ehe, tinokuchingamidza ipano pachirongwa chedu. Tipeiwo pfungwa dzenyu panyaya yeroora.
Nyaya yeroora iyi ndoona sokuti kana dai tata tevzira chivanhu chekare. Roora yanga iri nzira yekuti isu tosei takadai tobatanidza ukama neroora. Ndozvandoziva zvakakosha kubva kare nakare.
Asi ka vamwe vari kuchema-chema vachiti ivo vamwe vabereki vari kubva vataura mari dziri pamusoro-soro, tanzwa sisipj vachitaura kuti pane vamwe vakaenda kunobvisa maroora vasati vambonzi bvura muromo wakabva wanzi 2000 vakwasha vakati tichadzoka, asi hazvizikanwa kuti vakazodzoka here. Saka munopaona sei pakadai?
Apo sena hangu ndakadai ndinokwaona ndichipashora, nokuti teitoita sototengesa mwana wedu, nokuti kuya kwaanenge aenda kune kune unhamo huriko, kune kwabva kune unhamo huriko. Saka uya unenge amuroora uya unenge akutova namatambudziko maviri, kuti ariritire mhuri yake nokuzviriritira pachake. Iye unenge atopa chikonzero chevabereki kuti tarisa vabereki vakaona kuti chaji hazvini zvakawanda kudai ndisina chii, zvogura muchato, ndozvanyanya zvagura muchato. Tosanganisira nemamiriro enyika yedu isina mari, tetakapana kupana mashoko asina kuti tasa.
Saka mune ramangwana mungaone pakanaka kuti vanhu vawanikwe vachinzi vabvisa roora rakamira sei? Kwamuri ikoko kumberengwa, mari dziri kutaurwa mazuva ano dzakamira sei?
Ine hangu sokuona kwangu ndiri murombo hangu, asi ndine shuviro yokuti kana mwana wangu aroorwa ngatitariseiwo kwaabva nokwaanoenda, totarisira kuti tive nemhuri yamangwana chaiwo tichengetedzawo mberi kwamangwana.
Ongwehe, aiwa, tinotenda vanyoni, muve nezuva rakanaka, musanete. Muchikurudzira vana mai kuti vapinde pachirongwa. Varipo here mama?
Varipo, vakadonditeerera ndichitaura.
Angavauye, ngavauye pafoni apa tinzwe. Aiwa, toda kumbozwa kubva kwa makadiko mainyoni. Aiwa tatoti, tingataure kana babai muripo. Muri kunzwa iri mugango iyi, munoti iwo panyaya iyo yemaroora iyi?
Roora chinhu chakanaka pavanhu kana vachipindirana uyezve vachigarisana mune zvakanaka, tisingatarisiri kuti munhu kana chinzi waroorwa unofanirwa kuti kuuye mazarana emari, kana kuti tofanira kuti titenge imba nemari yokuroorwa kwomwana, asi kuti kugarisana ndokwakakosha muupenyu hwavanhu.
Nkosikazi Nyoni, mbona hani uyakhuluma isiNdebele?
Nyakhuluma ndindebele lasefela bhusi komahlaba ayithwale
omahlaba ayithwale
godlayo omnyama
godlayo
linjani khona ngapha eAmerica?
Hayi ngapha hayi sikahle sibili, inkosi sasibhekile.
Hayi kulungile kakhulu, siyabonga.
Mbenisithi la uti fahla-fahla ngamafitshane ngogodlwayo omnyama ukuthi ngathi amalobolo ona vele alungile layo.
Into esasiyazi kudala yikuthi nxa umuntu kungathiwa uyendile anti into ikhona iqakathekiswa esiNdebeleni ngokangaziwe. Ungakhiphuka ngaziwe kutsho ukuthi umkhwenyana uselelungelo lokuthi usesaziwe ekhaya, lobo kwenzakalayo lapho endele khona uyakusulelungelo lokuthi ungabika ngaphi ebazalini bonkosikazi. Amalobolo ayezebizwa abantu sebeke bahlala isikhathi, kumbe sokuke wabe labantwana, kumbe ngabalitshumi, kumbe abangaki. Manje abakhathi sebephonga ukuthi umuntu ongaphonga kuthiwa kusasubalekile sokuthiwa kakukhitshwa amalobolo, kukhitshwa inkwilo kuzeni inkomo. EsiNdebeleni akukho konke lokhu.
Hayi, sibongile kakhulu ankosikazi Nyoni.
Hayi, mbongile kakhulu.
Ungabingelela ababili abathathu kogodlwayo?
Mama,
ngithi ungabingelela ababili abathathu kogodlwayo.
Ngibingelela ubaba onzalayo uK Ndlovu esabhabha esikole esabhabha, lobaba omdala umne wabo kababa abalandelanayo useavoka esibhedlele avoka, lo anti ngikhona ngathi udade wabo wabobaba ubabakazi.
Yebo baba. Yebo mama.
Yebo.
Ngibongile kakhulu.
Umbongile mama.
Baba.
Aiwa maita, moti tendera kuna vanyoni. Tafara chokwadi. PJ, tana mai mazorodze parunare. Mai mazorodze makadi yenyu tisatatora mumwe muteereri. Ai wati riwadi. Mai mazoro ze imi kwa muri koko nyaya yerora iyi munoiona ose iri mugango nasi.
Ai wani nyaya yerora ndinoona iyi nyaya kanaka fani.
Sei muchidaro.
Ini ndinoona kapa makarekare edu anambuya wedu wano wairora na makarekare kungoti izvi zvinhu zvabva zvakukare wano waisorovwa nema 10 cents ichiri 10 cents chiri ne 1 shilling iko zvinoona nyaya yekuti zvinhu zvapera kuchinja vanhu vakurorwa namwe nema 1000 zvisirizvo zvinenge zvichifanwa kuchiitwa kuti muri dzedu nekuti ukada kuti utengese mwana wako provana handi kuti
Batai makadaro mai mazorodze timbotora mwe mutereri PJ we heard there from mai mazorodze who is saying that she believes lobola or the bride price should still be paid but not exorbitant prices.
Yeah, it's like everyone else is saying, yeah.
Yeah, and she's saying also, you know, long time ago they were, you know, getting married 10 cents. But it had value back then.
Yes.
So we'll take our caller Ara Moyo, Makadiva Moyo. How are you? Welcome to the program.
Hello.
Yes, hello.
Welcome.
Yes, can we have your contribution? Where are you calling from, sir?
I'm calling from Pokoma, Lawayo.
Please give us your contribution.
All right. I think that the charges in the majority of the cases are abnormal. And then we have to take into consideration that in the African culture, all right, if you pay lobola,
yes,
you proceed to assist your in-laws whenever they are in financial constraints. But in the event that they overcharge you, then automatically you are reluctant to assist them if they financial hardship. And then if you know the high charges. Contributed to crimes of passion because let's assume you pay $800 or $1,000 or $2,000.
Yes.
Then you still respect your in-law. But then, in the event that you know, as human beings, we are prone to make mistakes. Right. If your partner makes a natural normal mistake, you don't regard it as a mistake in that context. You automatically, you and your relatives normally would say. Is this a person who parted with so much money for who is doing this, which becomes very dangerous because the context of what I'm putting across?
Thank you. Thank you.
The amount that was paid.
Thank you very much, Mr. Moyo, for your contribution. Thank you so much for your contribution.
Okay.
Yes, have a good night.
Thank you very much.
Okay. PJ, we have a lot of WhatsApp messages that have been coming in regarding this topic. And there's one, Matthew, says it's controversial practice. This issue is of accepting lobola faces men to domination at home as your master or accept lobola and try to deny men domination, which has resulted in domestic unrest. You can't get it all. That's what Mr. Moy was also just saying.
Yes.
And I think lobola must be abolished, says Nkolisi. Because we live in gender equality dominated world, therefore it poses a question on who should pay who. And life in Zimbabwe is so unbearable that it is now difficult to raise whatever is needed to pay lobola. Therefore, it's becoming a blockade for couples. You have one
over
there.
Yeah, it should be just a token of uniting these two families. It shouldn't be so exorbitant. So I wouldn't, as most of women are saying, I wouldn't want it to be abolished.
Yes.
They are saying. Upeki Nkululeko. Uthi yena linjani msakazo indaba yamalobolo le ingani isincindisela sonke.
Time is not on our side, PJ.
Yes.
The clock is being jealous, but I would like to thank our guests who are with us on this program right now, Mrs. Samun Lovu and also Mrs. Mazorodze. Please stay on the line, and also thank our valued listeners who have been calling in, you know, to participate in the lobola or bride prize conversation. Please stay on the line as we migrate. You can join us on www.voazimbabwe.com. Stay tuned.
Yeah. Kulabo ye abasilalele emsakazweni we radio sesivalelisana ngoba isikhathi sethu kasavumi ukuba nasiqhubekele phambili. Igama lami uPraxedes Jeremiah. Kodwa kulabo abangayisenelisa ukusifinyelela ebulenjini lokho esikhona okweminye imizuzu engamashumi amathathu. uPraxedes Jeremiah.